702 Motoring.
Yeah, boy. Well, it's time for us to talk motoring because it's a Tuesday and 702 Motoring is brought to you by Audi Freeway Plan Extension. And today we're hanging out with EWN Motoring correspondent Jacob Moshokwa. And he's been up to a whole bunch of interesting things, including hanging out with the man called what? Tire Slayer. The Tire Slayer himself. Ken Block. Hi, Jacob.
Hi. I'm so glad you referred to him as the Tire Slayer, Mr. Ken Block. So, yeah, he came to the country now. It's the second weekend that he's been here. He came for two separate
Who
events.
Who is Ken Block? You're like running ahead.
Ken Block is like a drifting extraordinaire. Like, if you want to see a car go sideways and literally slay tires, you got to see this guy. He's like a master at what he does.
Oh,
and
wow.
He took part in the World Rallycross Championship in Cape Town. I flew to Cape Town the previous weekend on my own. Like, I didn't even ask Katie for money. I was like, hey, listen, I'm going myself. I want to go see what this World Rallycross thing is about. And literally, you get to see a lot of rally drivers competing against each other on a makeshift track.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say rally, you must think it's off-road kind of vibes. So what they did was they converted Killarney Raceway into a rallycross track where they mixed a bit of off-road and then the cars go on a little on-road, etc. And I couldn't understand the hype and all of that until I saw it live.
Oh, wow.
This kind of stuff is exciting. They go head-to-head. Sometimes they even bump each other out the way if they're trying to get to, you know, the first position. So the last corner is always the most exciting spot. So on the Sunday when I was there, I hung out at the last corner and they were literally bumping each other off the track just so they could make it to first position.
Finish, yeah.
And you know who was the star of the show? Ken Block. Ken Block was the star of the show. So he's a professional rally driver and he took part in that. And I got a chance to speak to him last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I just asked him what was his thoughts of rallycross, considering that this was a first for South Africa. And this was the first time he was here participating in a rallycross in South Africa. So big up to the guys who put it together at Killarney Raceway.
Yeah.
And this is basically what he had to say.
Yeah. Now tell me about the past weekend in Cape Town, World Rallycross. What did you think? Did you think Killarney can host something like this more often? I know we set for next year already.
Yeah.
But what did you think generally with the way it's been set up? I mean, you've done a lot of these type of races. What did you think of the competitiveness and the support that came out at Killarney?
Yeah, well, I thought the track was quite good. For the first time, you know, having a new track like that all set up and I thought they did quite a good job. On top of that, the fans came out from when we started practice Saturday morning. There was a good amount of fans all the way through the final. The turnout was exceptional. A lot of very smart, like, knowledgeable fans about what we were doing, too. You know?
Yeah.
So that's really great to see. And I've experienced that, you know, last time I was here in Johannesburg, that the fans definitely are very enthusiastic, very knowledgeable. And that's something that I really like to see because we travel all over the world. There's crazy, crazy fans in different parts of the world. Some of them are quite insane, but I just really enjoy interacting with the people that come out that are really knowledgeable and understand what we're doing. So
yeah.
Hoping to see that this weekend with Gymkhana.
That is Jacob talking to Ken Block. So it must have been cool to hang out with him. That was at the World Rallycross. But he also came up to Joburg, right?
Yeah.
And this was for the Gymkhana grid.
Yeah. So now
I saw your videos of that Gymkhana thing.
Did you see? That was
thrilling.
Yeah. So essentially it's a little track that they put together and they put obstacles and two drivers go head to head. And they literally need to do these obstacles, and obstacles include 360s, three 360s around a pole or a half a
stack of tires.
Yes, around a stack of tires and everything. So they do this little course, but they do it back to back. And the first one out there is basically the winner of that round.
How difficult is it to drift?
Look, it's very difficult when you're starting.
Okay.
But once you get the hang of it, then drifting becomes easy. It becomes quite easy.
You've done it.
Yes, I went for a drifting course last year. earlier this year. Yeah. I've been for a drifting course.
Mm-hmm.
It the first half of the morning I was horrible. But after lunch, when I went back on the track, I mean, I got much better and better. It's these drifting guys, they're out at Red Star Raceway. They do
so
a drifting course.
So you can drift in any car. Or does it depend whether it's a four-wheel?
No. You drift in a rear-wheel.
Rear-wheel
drive. So the main cars...
My question was in the right direction.
Yeah, it was. Oh. The main cars that drift right now, the biggest drifting cars are always the BMWs because they're rear-wheel drive. But I think a drifting car definitely has to be the Nissan 350Z and Nissan 370Z.
Mm-hmm.
And even the Toyota 86s. I didn't know 86s were such nice drifting cars. I got to play with one. Remember when I did the Cars.co.za Awards?
Yes.
Yeah, so when we went on the skid pan, I was like, let me see what this drifting is all about for this car. And surprisingly, it drifts quite well.
Right.
So yeah, those are the kind of cars that are the cars you go to if you want to be a drifting kind of guy. Nissan 370Z, Nissan 350Z, and the Toyota 86, and then of course the BMWs.
All right. Maybe you're a drifter. Maybe you were at Gymkhana, or maybe you want Jacob's opinion if you're selling your car. He doesn't have his evaluation books here with him, but he will give you his thoughts on various models, different cars, if you're in the market. He says he's buying a car tomorrow. So what's out on sale is certainly on his mind. So do give us a call on 011-883-0702 and 31702 for your SMSs. But you also had a conversation with Ken Block at the Gymkhana Grid.
Yeah. I asked him barely like, what can people who don't know what Gymkhana Grid is, what can they expect this weekend?
Okay.
And this is what he had to say.
Awesome. Talking about Gymkhana, what can we expect? I've never actually attended something like a Gymkhana Grid. I do know you're a stuntman and you're very crazy going sideways in your cars. But what happens at a Gymkhana Grid for the person, the average person who doesn't know?
Well, I'm going to correct you on something. I'm not a stuntman.
ooh.
I'm a rally driver. The definition of stuntman is someone that would do stuff specific for movies. And
okay,
that sort of
yeah,
thing,
yeah.
You know? But I'm a rally driver that basically likes to have more fun with my cars. So I started doing the Gymkhana videos years ago because I started doing the Gymkhana events for fun to learn to slide my rally car around and do it on tarmac, because in the States all we have was gravel roads.
Off-road, yeah.
You know? So I basically became more and more addicted to doing this sort of driving on tarmac, and then, you know, the Gymkhana videos just got bigger and bigger. So this weekend we're basically showcasing that sort of driving, Gymkhana driving, but in a competition way. So it's two mirrored courses to where each driver goes on both sides of the course and does it for a time, and then you're going head to head against another driver for basically who can get around these courses the quickest. So it's a lot of fun for us, for drivers, very technical driving, but I think for the fans too, it's very cool to see these high horsepower cars sliding around but doing it in a competition style.
It just sounds so thrilling. It's all on EWN.co.za, right?
Yeah, we put together a really cool video. Myself and Steer from EWN Online, we put together a video on Saturday. So you'll get to see and get a vibe of what was happening at Carnival City this past weekend.
Fantastic. But after this, we're taking your calls. Jacob is on standby if you want his advice on whether you're buying or selling and around different cars you're considering.
702 Motoring.
Yes, and Jacob Moshoko is here with us. Then let's go to the lines now. Christian, you're in Rivonia. Your comments?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got a Toyota Hilux diesel bucky, and it's the most amazing thing to drift. Whether it's tarmac, gravel, sand, skid pan, just vehicles.
You drift in a bucky?
In a Hilux?
Yeah.
What's it, a 2.7?
No, it's a 3-liter KZE.
Ooh, okay. So it's quite powerful sideways, you say?
Virtually, it's not nimble, right?
It's not that powerful. It's just got masses of torque. And of course, the tail being light, it lifts it for nothing.
That must be a lot of fun on gravel road, actually.
That's awesome.
Well, I must give my friends at Toyota a call.
Christian, thank you so much. I mean, can you imagine doing just the U-turn on the road in a 4x4, that you don't make a smooth U-turn? You almost have to stop, reposition the car. So I can't imagine it going around, say, one of those obstacles quite comfortably, but he's doing it. He's drifting in a bucky.
Yeah, with a Hilux, you can do it.
Yes, but that center of gravity is also higher in a bucky.
Yeah,
isn't that dangerous?
But it's so light at the back. I think it brings out a very nice balance, I guess.
Let's go to Chaz and Bramley with the question. Hi, Chaz.
How are you, Azania?
Very good. Welcome back.
Thanks. How's it, Jacob?
Hello, Chaz.
So, two things. Gymkhana Grid was awesome. It's really just too amazing to watch these guys do what they do with the machines that they have. And then I just wanted to check with you. I'm in the market for buying a car for my daughter. Mm-hmm. Say about 90 to about 110, 120 I could stretch. What would you recommend? Obviously, reliability, ease of maintenance. I'm steering away from the Polos and some of the Toyotas, you know, regarding high risk and that.
Yeah.
So you got to be a bit more careful on that. But what did you recommend? And then I've been listening on the radio.
Okay. Thank you, Chaz. And something insurance sensitive, because when they're young, the insurance tend to be really high.
Yeah, I can imagine. I don't know. I think immediately what comes to my head has to be the cars.co.za winner of the small car category. It was the Suzuki Celerio last year. Celerio comes in at around 110, 120. Obviously, if you go to the right Suzuki dealerships, you can probably try and get demos or low mileage ones under 10,000 for anything close to 100 and 110,000 rand.
Oh.
It's a 1 liter engine. Those cars are very simple. They're fuel efficient. I think it's the perfect runaround car.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe Chaz is even the kind of guy who will also use the car himself when the daughter's on holiday or the daughter's not around. Because,
I know that life, yes.
No, because you know what? The cars are just so economical. It makes so much sense to use it. They come with a great motor plan, service plan from Suzuki. If you're getting a brand new, you can get up to 5 years with a service plan. And those are the type of things that people look out for. You want a car that's not going to leave your daughter stranded on the side of the highway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Celerio is definitely top of my list, I say.
All right. We've got Andrew now calling from Randburg. Andrew, you want to know about an Audi A4?
Hi, Azania. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Yes, I just wanted to find out from Jacob. So I'm in the market to purchase the Audi A4, the V8. And I've been looking at the 1.8 turbo and the 2-liter turbo FSI Quattro.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know, in Jacob's opinion, which would be the better buy, so to speak.
What year Audi A4 is this that you're looking at?
I've been looking at the models between 2013 and 2015. So I've seen a 2015 Audi A4 2-liter TFSI Quattro.
Yeah.
Retailing for about 179.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know between the 2-liter turbo and the 1.8, which would be a better buy, or which one should I go for?
Okay,
I think it also becomes a sort of a personal preference issue. First thing that I think you should look out for is at least 2013 is not that old. I thought maybe you were looking at like a 08 or a 09. So 2013 shouldn't be too bad. Look for something that's still in the warranty, something that maybe you can still extend the motor plan if possible. Just so that you have a bit of peace of mind. But from me, from a personal perspective, I would definitely go for the 2-liter turbo. And I'm hoping and praying that maybe it's a DSG gearbox. And then, that's because I'm a fan of the DSG gearbox and I do like the way it sounds. And I mean, in this day and age, you don't want to be driving cars where you have to change gears and traffic, etc.
Right.
So look, both cars are good buys generally. But I would say if there's an option between manual and automatic, go automatic and go for the one with the lowest mileage.
Fantastic. Jacob, as always, it's a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me always.
Always look out for him joining us on Tuesdays as we talk cars.